Welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Komando community member.
Talk to the palm. I don't know if you heard about this, but Amazon, they have these stores where you can go in. We've actually talked about them here on the show. Yeah, pick out exactly what you want, and when you want to leave, you actually just pay by waving the palm of your hand over this special reader. Well, in order to get more people to use it, Amazon, they have this promotion running where you can get a $10 credit when you enroll your palm print at one of its stores, and then you link it all up with your Amazon.com account. Well, in other words, Amazon wants you to give them a hand in their quest to control everything. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. It's America's largest show about all things digital. You can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And also in your favorite radio app, we're streaming there. And, you know, whenever you want us, podcast, webcast, you get it. 24/7, you can find us over at getkim.com. And brand new, if you are an Apple user, an iPhone or iPad owner, you can subscribe now to the Kim Komando Show in the Apple Podcast Player. Just search for Komando with a K, of course. And you can also catch the show on American Forces Network Radio. I love this. Serving more than 375,000 American service men and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. I mean, you can Google anything. I get that. But you can't Google trusted advice. And that's why our T-Mobile Unlimited Listener Line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, our T-Mobile Unlimited Listener Line at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's get this party started with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And let's start with China. Okay, it's no great secret that China has hundreds of millions of surveillance cameras around the country. It doesn't stop there. The Chinese government's also known for its intrusions into other countries. And most recently, Beijing was blamed for this huge cyber attack against Microsoft back in July. Well, get a load of this. A scary report was presented to a Senate panel this past week where the former Deputy National Security Advisor, a guy by the name of Matthew Pottinger, says that the Chinese government has data on me. They have data on you, your family, your friends, your boss, anybody you know. Well, basically every single American. And not just that. He says China has so much stolen data that they could create dossiers on every single adult U.S. citizen and kids, too. So you might be wondering how that's even possible. But the answer is pretty simple. Advancing technology, data collection, data breaches. Now, the former government official told senators that the Chinese government's penetration of digital networks worldwide has gone to a whole new level. They may even be on the latest 5G networks. So just a good reminder to keep your online accounts as secure as possible. And let's be thankful that we don't live in China under this constant surveillance. A friend of mine, he lived in China, and I asked him, you know, Bob, what's it like living in China? And he said, I can't complain. Oh, I know. All right. Number two, it's a little too late for the government's plan for better internet access. Early this past week, the Senate passed, I'm sure you heard about it, a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. It's made up of 2,700 pages. You know, do you ever wonder, like, does somebody actually read every single page? Anyway, it has planned funding for electric grids, water, roads, bridges, usual stuff. Now, the reason why I'm bringing it up here on the Kim Komando Show is about $65 billion is expected to be allocated to improve broadband internet access. Where? In rural areas. And they also want to make internet more accessible, more affordable for low-income households. Great stuff. Now, the most rural parts of America, they've never had good internet connections. And of course, there's HughesNet. It has a small dish like DirecTV, and it provides a 25 megabit connection where there are no lines. But the problem is it's slow and it's expensive. And running coax fiber, well, that's also expensive. So President Biden wants to use a portion of that infrastructure bill to run those lines. What? Yeah, they're calling it Biden bandwidth. But here's my problem with this. Elon Musk, as crazy as he is, he's got something called the Starlink service. 1,700 small satellites that are crisscrossing the globe, and it's going to bring internet access to the entire world. Okay, all those rural areas, all of a sudden we'll get internet access. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but the feds have already given $1 trillion. Yes, $1 trillion to Starlink. So do we really need these old school lines being drawn into our rural communities? I don't think so. Let's put that money to better use elsewhere. Like, how about tech education, careers for the future? I mean, I have a lot of other thoughts about this infrastructure bill, but we'll cross that bridge at a later date. All right, number three, Apple's going to be taking a good look at your iPhone photos. Now, early this month, word began circulating that Apple is about to release a new iOS. Well, of course they are. And inside there, it will quickly identify child sexual abuse material, child porn, by scanning iCloud. Now, of course, they're going to shorten that up. So it's called CSAM, by the way. And so they started testing this system. It says that it uses sophisticated cryptography to spot when collections of known child porn are uploaded right to the cloud. And if a user syncs these photos, an iPhone will basically check them against the database. And if there are enough matches, human moderators at Apple are going to be notified, who can then report it. Now, in child porn circles, photos spread quickly. Now, the new system is going to help identify them. Now, of course, it has controversy because so many people are saying, hey, you know, those are my photos. It's private. Apple says it's not going to comply with any government demands to use the CSAM system for surveillance. But if, let me tell you something, Apple can make this work. It's truly, truly a step forward. Number four, keep your money safe, but remember the password. Okay, here's the deal. Back in 2015, this guy bought 10 million Dogecoin. Sounds like a lot, but it's cryptocurrency. 6 years ago, that amount was worth about $1,500. So he stored the 10 million in Dogecoin in an encrypted Android wallet. So fast forward to now, that initial $1,500 in crypto is worth almost $3 million. So great news for this guy, except he forgot his 12-digit PIN for this secured wallet. So he reached out to this wallet recovery service called Keychain X, helped narrow down the possibilities. It actually worked. He was able to get access back to his Dogecoin. When you consider Dogecoin was originally started as a joke based upon a dog meme, let me tell you, this had to be one rough situation. Finally, number five, now's your chance to get on reality TV. Just remember who told you about it first, okay? Netflix is going all in on reality TV expansions, and they're having an open casting call for future shows. And they set up this special site, so you're welcome to submit a one-minute video to convince all the producers why you'd be a great fit on a Netflix show. Competition shows like Nailed It, Flora's Lava, The American Barbecue Showdown, along with dating shows like Love is Blind or Too Hot to Handle. It's open to anyone over the age of 18. You can submit your own video to specific shows, or you can just say, hey, just send it to everybody, 12 in total. Hit commando.com for the link to submit your video. And while we're on the topic, what do odd numbers in reality TV show stars have in common? They just can't even. All right, so you're sitting there with your phone, and it's like, oh, gosh, what is going on with this battery? What is happening here? Well, it could be the app. So coming up in just a few moments, I have a list of the apps that will drain your battery the most. And, of course, we're going to have all of your fantastic phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder is that if you ever have a question for me here on the show or you want us to answer it over on the site, there's a link at the top of commando.com that says email Kim. Yes, that's where the magic happens. Just send me your question. I read every single one. That's KOMANDO.com at the top of the page. There on the homepage, it says email Kim. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And you want to stay right where you are because coming up in just a few moments, I have a list of some of the apps that are draining your phone's battery and storage the most. And then in a few moments after that, in our digital life hacks tip, I know this isn't the most exciting topic. Hey, but at least it's not batteries, you know. But it's your earbuds. Have you actually looked at them? I looked at mine last week and I was like, ooh, what's that yellow stuff on there? So we put together a whole cleaning guide so your earbuds don't get gross because then they don't sound so well. And plus, you know, you paid a lot of money for them. So you want to stay right where you are for that. And how about we start this hour with Rick in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello there, Rick.
Hi, wonderful Kim. I love your program.
Oh, thank you.
I've been listening for a long time.
Appreciate you, Rick.
Honey, I have a question for you. I'm a florist.
Awesome.
And every time I deliver my flowers, I make homemade bread. and everybody gets a loaf of homemade bread. And right now I handwrite my labels. And I thought it'd be really professional if, like, when I'm making strawberry bread, I could do, like, a little graphic with a strawberry.
Sure.
Or at Christmas time when I make candy cane bread, it has candy cane on it. And I was just looking for a program so my labels would look a lot better than handwritten.
Okay, so how did you come up with the idea to deliver bread with flowers? It's a fabulous concept.
I'm good at marketing. It's funny. When I go to an office, I'll take four or five loaves of bread. Maybe it's a girl's birthday, and then I have extra bread for everybody in the office. And people just go crazy because I make unusual flavors. They love the flowers, but then they get the bread, and it's always free.
Well, you mentioned candy cane bread. What's the most unique bread that you make?
I make candy cane bread at Christmas, gingerbread with a you could use a gingerbread man. In the spring, I make strawberry bread with marshmallows and blueberry bread. In the fall, I make pumpkin pie bread.
You've never sent any to me. You just call me Wonderful Kim, and I don't get any bread.
You know what? You know what? This might be the first time I ship it out.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned marketing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and marketing makes the world go round. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
There's a website called Canva, and it's Canva. Canva makes creating labels, Instagram posts, Facebook posts, Pinterest posts, branding, whatever it may be, makes it super easy. Makes it incredibly easy. So all you do is you just like pick a template. You go, oh, I like that one. Okay. And then you put a text box, and then it has icons and images. So you could have that strawberry, you could have that gingerbread person, and you could have a candy cane, whatever it may be.
Right.
And then you can put it on there. Now, one of the other great things that it does, so that's the free version. Okay. If you wanted to spend $10 a month, is that you could put together, they have this thing called a branding kit. And so if you wanted to put a different label or something on your flowers and you wanted it to all look the same, using the same font, the same colors and different sizes and shapes. And if you wanted to remove backgrounds, if you wanted to start planning content, if you wanted to go ahead and put some of these onto your social media feeds as well, it's like something that you missed. So then that becomes $10 a month. But you definitely don't have to pay for it. You're going to get everything that you need all in that free version. But the pay version, if you are into using this for your company, it might be something that you might want to look at. But once again, Rick, it's called Canva. That's Canva.com. Now, if you do like to use Adobe products, is that Adobe has a competitive product called Spark. I don't think it's as easy to use as Canva, because I was looking at Canva and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll try Spark. And then I tried using Spark a few times. I'm like, Canva's really key. Hey, Rick, thank you so much for your kind words and best of luck to you there in Las Vegas. And send some bread down my way, baby. Over on Kimetto.com, we have a list of the apps that are draining your phone's battery. Facebook, Instagram are the culprits. Also, Uber, Verizon, and Fitbit. If you want to take a look at the whole list, just head over to Kimetto.com. We have more of your phone calls coming right up. Still to come out this hour, as I mentioned, the best way in just a few moments how to clear those wireless earbuds so you don't ruin them. And right now we have Sharon in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi there, Sharon.
Hi.
Welcome.
I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, thank you. What's going on?
Well, I want to tell you I'm a first grade teacher, and I have been trying to look for things to find for my students for STEM. And I was looking on Facebook and on the marketplace. There pops up this advertisement for a Amazon surprise box. And I was trying to figure out, is this a scam or is this going to waste my money? And they range anywhere from $29 to $99. And they guarantee that you'll either get an iPad or a phone or something in there that's worth the amount. And I'm just not sure about that. And I thought I'd ask you.
Well, I'm always wary of like surprises, right?
Yeah,
it's like because, you know, sometimes surprises can be great, but sometimes they can be really disappointing. You know, it's kind of like when a long time ago, if you remember, is that your best friend said, I'm going to fix you up with the greatest guy. And then you meet the guy and you're like, oh, maybe he's not like for me. Maybe he's for somebody else. So with the first grade, how many kids do you have in your class?
Well, right now we're getting ready to start on the 19th. But last year I had 29. During the summer I had 15. So it depends.
And what do you use the iPad to do?
I have a coding obby and Osmo kits, and then I also have a Dash. And so we code the computers, we control the robots, and we have some bugs and some beetles that we also control with them. There's a STEM program that I do after school, so that's what we use it for mostly.
And the kids really, does it keep the kids' attention?
They love the bugs and the Dash. The problem I have is I had to get 4 Fire 7 tablets, and the kids can't stop dropping them. And so the problem, you can't keep them in a case while you're using them because they sit on the stand. With the Osmo kits, they sit on the stand. And they like to do the scavenger hunt that you make the little guy go through the mazes and things. So they love that, and they feel like they're really doing something because they're first grade. They've never really sat at home on computers. A lot of my children are underprivileged and, you know, free and reduced lunch kids, so they don't have computers at home.
So to
look at anything that they could hold, they're excited. And I know that there are some that are smart, and they could probably do great later in life.
Well, you know what? It's the foundation that you're giving them, the idea that they can explore and they can learn and they can be excited. So do you need one iPad, or are you hoping to get more than that?
They gave me some old ones that are, I think I have 4. But mostly what I'm trying to get is just some ideas for technology and science. I have by the way, I wanted to thank you for the Epson printer. That was the best thing I ever did.
Oh,
I did get that. But we have a few that are kind of old, and they don't let you update because they're the older models of the iPads. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking maybe 1 or 2 of the newer ones so we can get the dashes working at least.
Well, that would
and then
be
we
great.
Can trade off.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. When you start looking at these surprise boxes, you never really know what you're going to get in it. What if you get like a piece of junk phone? Well, yeah, it's worth $99, but you just wasted $99, and how are you going to get it, right?
My iPhone 3 or something, right? Okay.
Although, you know what, I heard recently an iPhone 2G original in the box is worth like $10,000. Something like that.
No way.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, but it's something that you couldn't touch. You know, they just somebody right. just bought a Mario Super Mario video game for $2 million.
I did hear that. That's just the nostalgia of it.
Yeah.
But see, I'm 62, so I remember having one of those in the closet forever and throwing it away.
Yeah, or it's giving trouble. It to Goodwill. It's awful.
Yes.
So you know, because they're small, the good news is that you don't need the big expensive iPads, right?
Right.
So the iPad minis would just be fine for you. Have you ever done anything with Donors Choose?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I have one on there right now for a cabinet.
And have you ever put anything out there for the iPads?
No, because they won't give them to my school because my school won't support them as far as maintenance. But if I get them myself, I can have them. They allow me to have them in the room, but the school won't, as long as Donors Choose. They won't support them. They won't let you get them.
All right. So let's do this. How about Sharon? If I'll send you 2 iPads.
Wait. Whoa. For real?
Yes. So I'll send you 2 iPads from me to you.
Uh-huh.
In return, you know what I want in return?
No.
I want some. If it's okay with the parents, of course. I want to see some photos of what the kids are doing. That's all.
They would love. They love showing pictures. I'm serious. Our whole school, we sign a disclaimer. Yes, we will take photos of your kid. I only had one child in the 3 years I've been here that said no.
Oh, okay, good. Because I would love to see photos and tell us more about what you're using it for. And as a regular listener, show you probably. I mean, I do what I call random acts of kindness, right? And so you, Sharon, are this week's random act of kindness. All right. So Sharon, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. All right.
Okay.
And thank you for introducing all these kids to STEM, and especially if they're coming from underprivileged families. You know what? Who knows? Who knows what this person might be? You know, 10 years from now, 15, 20. Okay, well, then, you know what? Then you're giving back, too, right? I mean, you are. And so, you know, what do you need for the cabinet?
I think it's like, well, we have a match donor, so it's only half. I think it's like 350 because they add on an extra 200 with donors choose.
All right, so you know what? So let's do this. I'll give you the two iPads in the cabinet, all right? So,
are you serious?
Yeah, it's a one-stop shop here, baby, okay? So
okay.
I'm going to put you on hold. Danielle is going to pick you up. I want you to give her all the information, school name and where we're going to ship this off to. Give me the donor's choose address, and we'll get that done as well. Because, you know what? Isn't this just what life's about? We're all here to help each other and help everybody move along. Sharon, again, thank you for your call, and best regards to everybody out there in Tulsa. All right, so this week it's all about the best ways to clean your AirPods, your Galaxy Buds, and your other wireless earbuds, because I looked at mine. Let me tell you, they were disgusting. And so what you want to do is you can start by grabbing a microfiber cloth, and then you can also try to use a toothpick to get some of that gunk off. One viral TikTok trick recommends BlueTech. That's that reusable adhesive putty that some people use to, like, hang up posters and loudspeakers. But if you bought something pricier, let's say you have the 14,500 Happy Plugs or the 18-karat gold iDiamond earbuds, $6,400, which I don't, maybe you do, is that you don't want to run water over the earbuds. Use a slightly damp cloth. You can maybe try to use a Q-tip. And then we also have some ways that you can use a soft bristle toothbrush. To get thy step-by-step instructions on the right way, the safe way to clean your wireless earbuds, look no further than the official Kim Komando Show. That's KOMANDO.com. And once you're there, hit the link on the top that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, we're going to talk about malicious new apps that are stealing your bank details you need to know about here on the Kim Komando Show. This past week, I had a great opportunity to put together an amazing podcast. This guy, Joshua, his girlfriend died, and he was missing her so much. He went onto the internet, and he found an AI chatbot, and he programmed the AI chatbot to be his dead girlfriend. Ooh, what happened? You're going to want to listen to it. And also, the developer behind the technology. And I'm also going to tell you how, if you wanted to try this chatbot for $5, you could do it too. That's Kim Komando Explains. You get it wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, TuneIn, you name it. Just search for Komando with a K. That's, of course, K-O-M-A-N-D-O. And the name of the podcast that you want is Kim Komando Explains. David in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hello there, David.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
It's wonderful to talk with you. Listened for a long time and finally found something technical that I could actually ask you about.
Excellent.
Here's my situation. I've got a mother that lives with me, and she's in her late 80s, and she's, you know, competent mentally and stuff like that, but we're having communication problems, and it's not like we don't know how to talk to each other. It's just that we technically have trouble connecting with her in so many ways. And me and my siblings, we worry about her, falling down or something. And we can't, she can't reach out. And also she doesn't like to answer the phone, things like that. She's not a technophobe. She uses the computer, things like that. She's more doesn't like the telephone and doesn't like messing around with pushing the buttons and things like that.
You
she's
know
sort
what?
Of techno lazy.
Okay. You know what? You've come to the right place, David, because I'm going to tell you how I fix this same problem. Okay. My mother has an iMac. She has a MacBook. She has an iPad. She has an iPhone. Okay. I mean, and there's no way that she'd ever put a Life Alert medical guardian around her neck. Just doesn't want to do it.
Well, here's the issue. Now, I know that you promote SimpliSafe and stuff. And I've been using SimpliSafe for 8 years now, and they've been great. But here's the issue. We had the situation where she found one of the panic button things and she just pushed it.
I'm glad that they did, but you know, on the southern side. But let me tell you how I fixed it. Okay. Is that Amazon? Okay. Amazon has something called the Echo, the Amazon Echo. And I'd like you to get the Echo Show. The newest version is an 8 or a 10, and it will actually follow the person around the room. Okay. It's on a little stand. So it has a couple of things that are built in. Number one, when you're not home, you can say, Alexa, drop in on mom. And then you can see what that camera sees, and you can move that camera around. Okay. That's number one. Number two, most importantly, is that you can set it up so that your mother can say, Alexa, call for help. And when she says that, that Alexa device will call your cell phone number, your sister, your sibling, you know, brother, whatever it may be.
Right.
Okay.
And I see.
And so you don't have to worry about her pushing a button, doing anything, picking up a phone, whatever it may be. I love it. And so I love it so much for my mother is that she has one in her family room. An Amazon Show, and then I put another one in her bedroom as well. They're not expensive. I mean, they're you know, for what they get. I mean, you know, some of these are like $50. It depends upon which version and how big and the screen is. But again, it's called the Amazon Echo Show, and it's really easy to set up. In addition to that, when you want to talk to her, anybody in the family wants to talk to her, they can just say, Alexa, drop in on mom. And then suddenly she can have a video call with someone, see the grandkids, the great grandkids, as my mom does, without having to touch anything. It just appears. We'll put some links over in the Q&A message board for you, David, so that you can take a look at it. When I say that's at kometo.com/community. And thanks for your call. Coming right back, we have a great tip you don't want to miss. Hey, stay right where you are. There's another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show that you definitely never, ever want to miss. Here on the West Star, Multimedia Network.
All right, next up, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast, exclusively for Komando community members.
But I'm telling you, isn't it just nuts? So, I mean, everybody wants to work from home. What's going on here? I mean, I get it. I like it too. I mean, you don't have the commutes, no more getting ready, right? No more wasting money on gas, expensive lunches. So get this, the likes of Google, Facebook, and Twitter, they have this fabulous idea. They are going to pay you based upon where you live, not the job that you do. So if you want to work from home someplace else while working for Google, it could cost you a 5%, maybe it's even as high as a 25% pay cut. I don't get it either. I mean, you should be paid by the job. But, you know, my housekeeper sent me a text the other day saying that she'd like to work from home, too. I didn't think that was right. I mean, she gave me a list of things to do. Get it? Hey, welcome to the Kim Komando Show. I am, of course, America's beloved digital goddess here with you once again. It's America's highest rated, most trusted source about all things digital. You can find us on over 425 top stations throughout the United States. And you can also find us streaming in your favorite radio app. And you find us streaming as a podcast or as a webcast 24/7, whatever you want, over at getkim.com. And this is brand new that if you have an iPhone or iPad, and if you're using Apple's podcast player, you can now subscribe to the Kim Komando Show. Just search for Kim Komando Show. We've got other free podcasts, but you can subscribe to the Kim Komando Show on Apple Podcasts. And you can also hear us on American Forces Network Radio. Special thanks and shout out goes to our servicemen and women in the Space Force, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, the Navy, the Marines, and the Army who are protecting our great nation. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And that number is 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start this hour with 5 things that you need to know about consumer tech to keep you up to date. And there's been a lot of buzz surrounding LG's 65-inch rollable TV. The LG Signature OLED R TV, it's the first of its kind. And most people are talking about it because, well, it has a $100,000 price tag. Yeah, it's an expensive TV. I'll get to that for a moment. But what's phenomenal about this TV is that it sits in this case and you can tell it, you can tell LG to roll out the TV. See, it just rolls up and it rolls back down. I mean, it rolls from a cabinet just like paper. And yes, the $100,000 price tag, it's a lot of money. I know you can sit there and say, well, look at how many cars you could get for that $100,000. But, you know, I decided to look back at some of the other fun facts. In 1981, IBM's first PC debuted. Do you remember how much it cost? Okay. That was 40 years ago, $1,500. And that's about $4,100 today. Okay. 2 years later, Motorola DynaTAC cell phone sold for $4,000. $11,000 today. Imagine if your cell phone was $11,000. So this is something new. It's something different. A TV that's seamless within your environment, minimalist design. It's an absolute luxury now. I get that. But so were many other new tech things. Now, a few days ago, I had a chance to attend a virtual briefing about the new TV led by LG Electronics USA Senior Director of Product Marketing, Tim Lissy. And let me tell you, over this video call, it was really amazing. And when you put it into perspective, yes, is a $100,000 TV outlandish? You know, hey, not if you're loaded, not if you have all the money to spend on it. Do I want one? Yeah, absolutely. We have a full review, some pictures and videos of the LG Signature OLED-R over at commando.com. Number two, speaking of new tech, fellow South Korean electronics giant Samsung, they had one of their Unpacked events a few days ago. There's the new Galaxy Z Fold 3, opens like a book, upgraded with a aluminum finish, redesigned camera. It costs $1,800, $200 less than last year's model. The Galaxy Z Flip 3 is a cheaper option, $1,000. Galaxy Buds 2, their latest earbuds, cheaper price tag, $150. The smartwatches also got a refresh. But one of the things you have to note is that this is Samsung's first smartwatch that doesn't work with an iPhone. So keep that in mind. All this is going to be released between now and the end of the month. Phone thefts are a really big deal. So expect some added security around the stores that are carrying the tech. You might want to call them the Guardians of the Galaxy. Hey, if you use Google Meet, listen up because there's some new changes coming right now. You can now limit which participants can share their screen, send messages. You'll also be able to mute users with a single click and control who's allowed to join, the ability to end the meetings. Google Workspace version of Meet gets this new quick access setting so folks can join a meeting without asking. And the feature is going to start rolling out, so if you're using Google Meet, you can look for those changes around August 16th on the web and then in the app around August 30th, the end of the month. But let me tell you, the Mazda factory doesn't care anything about this because let me ask you a question. What do you call a quick video call at the Mazda factory? Anybody? A Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. Yes, Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. Speaking of Zoom, they just announced a new focus mode, which is designed to keep students from getting distracted in virtual classrooms. I know, it's tough. So basically, students before could see their own video, and then they could see all the videos of all the other kids in the classroom. But now teachers can say, only the kid who's speaking, we're going to see the video. Everybody else, we're just going to have your names on the screen. So that's for schools, but there's also, you can use it inside the workplace as well. The best part is that Focus is made available for all Zoom accounts, even the free tier. And number five, friends don't let friends fub. What is that? P-H-U-B. Ever hear the term fubbing? It's been around for a few years. I've been guilty of it. You have been too. It combines the words phone and snubbing. So fubbers, let's use that in a sentence. Fubbers are people in the presence of loved ones who ignore them because they're too busy staring at their phones. That's right. So they did a whole bunch of studies about what kind of fubbing and is it indicative of certain mental health issues? So researchers came to these findings by recruiting nearly 500 undergrad students with an average age of 19. Then they looked at their smartphone usage patterns and what they used it most for. So those with social anxiety can be more prone to it because they say they prefer online interaction instead of face-to-face. If people are depressed, they will fub friends and family more frequently too. I can't say that I'm any of that. I think I was really just fubbing because I got like a text message I need to respond to. But something to think about, your phone will replace a computer, a camera, a watch, a bunch of other things. Just remember, don't let it replace your loved ones too. Coming up in just a few moments, we have a list of things that you should never, ever, ever buy on Amazon. Okay, so you don't want to miss that. And of course, we go back to more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, so I know you can buy anything that you can ever want or think of on Amazon.com, but there are some things that you just should not buy. We have that list coming up in just a few moments. And also, because it's the second hour of the show, we have our digital privacy tip. And we have 7 IT tech questions I get asked all the time, and I'm going to answer them once and for all. So I want you to make sure that you're paying attention. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can always catch us as a podcast. You can also watch the show 24/7 whenever the mood strikes you over at getkim.com. Reed in Huntsville, Alabama. Hi there, Reed.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. What's going on in Huntsville?
Thanks for taking the call. Well, in Huntsville, I have a little side hustle where I turn chunks of wood into people's favorite pens.
Whoa,
and
wait.
When we do,
okay.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Okay, so you take, what kind of wood do you use?
Well, my last name is Carpenter, and people give me wood. So I honestly get given trees.
Wow, so, that's awesome.
I use a lot of local woods or salvaged woods or some historic woods and acrylics, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not really the big question today. When we go to a live arts and crafts place, I bring a mini lathe that people, you know, gather around and watch us do the work, which is fascinating. And I'd like to take that online from the garage when I'm doing work. So I want to stream the workshop live. And
okay.
I'm just not sure how to proceed.
Well, first of all, your workspace is going to be pretty small, right?
Yeah, it's a 2-car garage.
Okay. But as far as what kind of area do you need to showcase? I mean, here's what I'm thinking. Because when I meant like workspace is pretty small, like and able to watch you, you're going to need different perspectives, correct? Like maybe a camera
right.
over top?
Right.
And then,
so I usually do a lot of work on the lathe, which is probably a 12-inch by 12-inch viewing area to see what the work, but you can't see me. Same thing with the drill press or the laser engraver or other little tools like that. So a profile of me working is okay, but probably more fun to see it up closer.
Okay.
And I was thinking about, you know, mounting webcams in the false ceiling of the garage.
Yeah, you can do that. And then also lighting is so important. Making sure that there aren't too many shadows and getting different perspectives. How long does it take you to, and I know it probably depends upon the intricacy of the pen, but how long does it normally take you to make a pen?
I did a big order and I timed myself on that big order, all the same kinds of pen, all the same kind of wood. And my average was 20 minutes per item.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Have you ever put anything on YouTube?
I do have a YouTube channel, but I haven't really done much. I've done a lot of videos on my Facebook page of Carpenter Carpentry, but that requires somebody to come over and
be
doing it while I talk and all that kind of stuff. I'd like to have it more anonymous and automatic where, hey, I just want to see what Reed's doing in the garage today.
Okay. How far from the ceiling to where the lathe is? How many feet?
I think that's the standard room height of about 12 feet.
Okay. All right.
12, 15 feet.
Okay. I'm asking you a whole bunch of questions because I want to put together a shopping list for you.
That's what I called for.
Oh, there you go. Because you're going to need lighting. You're going to need tracks for this. I want to find the right camera for you. And also, you're going to want to use what's called switching software. Luckily, that's free. If you want to check it out before I give you the whole shopping list, it's called OBS, Open Broadcaster Software.
I've heard of OBS.
Yeah, and so what that allows you to do is, like, once you have all the cameras hooked up, is that you can say, oh, I'm going to be over here and push that button. I'm going to be over here and push that button. Or even if you're, like, maybe you have somebody else working on another part of the pen, you know, you could say, we're going to go over and check this out. You know, you're going to need some type of lav mic. I mean, it doesn't have to get, we're not going to spend like $15,000, just to let you know. But I think you're probably looking at with some lights and some tracks. Of course, you know, time and putting it all in. We're not gonna calculate that at all. But probably
that's just a loss leader right there.
Yeah, exactly. But it's probably gonna be like, you know, maybe like I'm just guessing from my hip. Probably like about $1,500. You know,
I was looking to start about a third of that because I already have lots of lights in the garage.
Oh, you
so
do?
I can see what I'm doing.
Awesome.
Yeah, the lights are. I'm pretty happy with the lights.
Okay, then you know what? Then we can just.
I have a tracks, and I have a lapel mic. I was looking more for the software side, and then the camera side, and how to send it out and tell people to to see this without compromising my home Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we don't want to do that either. You're gonna put everything on a different network, but we'll explain that. You're gonna keep your main network, and then you're gonna start another network for this. Do you get our tips?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do is we're going to write this up as a tip between now and, say, over the next week or so.
Okay.
And we'll go through about how to live stream. We'll pick the streamer. We'll talk about the cameras. And we'll figure out exactly the gear that you need. I'm going to include the lights and the lapel mics as well, Reed, even though you don't need them. Just in case somebody who is reading, they might need them. Again, if you're not getting our newsletters already, make sure that you sign up over at commando.com. And it is time for a brand new or not true. It's America's favorite radio game show sensation where you can play along and guess, is it brand new or is it not true? So here's how you play it. I present you, the home listener, along with a very special contestant victim with three gadgets in the tech world. It's up to you to decide which two are fake and which product is real. The fake ones I have totally made up. There is only one real product. So once again, two products are fake, one is true. And you'll notice that there are no product names given. Why? Because we have cheaters in the world, yes. And so as we were playing Brand New or Not True, people were like Googling names to see whether or not it was true. So we don't do that anymore. And if you're playing along in the Commando Community Interactive chat room, make sure that you always put your guess out there right after the three products because we want to see who's the smartest among you as well. And joining us this week is Jordan in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello there, Jordan.
Hello, Kim.
So what do you do here in Phoenix?
I'm in the middle of doing some drop servicing. I'm still trying to develop that stuff. I'm also working at FedEx Ground, so I'm doing that also. So that's pretty much what I'm doing. A little bit of graphic design, web design, landing pages, that kind of stuff.
So you're doing all that great stuff. So you should be really good at this. You should. You should be very good at Brand New or Not True. Okay, so you ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so remember, three products. Two are fake, one is real. Let's start with product number one. Since the pandemic started, let's all face it, we're all germaphobes. We're using hand sanitizer, we're wearing masks. And now it's so bad, they're telling us to sing Bohemian Rhapsody twice when we wash our hands. Well, welcome to the world's first next-generation disinfectant. Forget UV lights. That was 2019. It's 2021. We need something better. And so now we have the triple transducer. It offers more powerful deep cleaning at a microscopic level compared with ultrasonic cleaners. So from vegetables to your phone case, not your phone, though, this baby works. Put your item in water. The waterproof small triple transducer. And in just a few moments, germs and bacteria and dirt are gone. Some sent to the bottom of the bowl. Charges via USB, lasts for 5 hours. With 75,000 sound waves impacting per second, it can eliminate 99.9% of dirt, particles, and bacteria on the items. The price, $79. So, John, let me ask you a question. What do you call it when someone spreads germs all over your pizza? What do you call that, Jordan? You know?
Oh, gosh. A mess, I'd probably say.
Little sneezers. Okay. All right, product number two. It's happened to me, and I'm sure it's happened to you. You're in bed asleep, and you hear a strange noise in your house, and you're like freaking out. Like, what is it? Do I need to get up and check it out? What if it's a burglar? Then what am I going to do? Well, now you don't need to get up anymore and put yourself in danger, or even like just stepping on a whole bunch of Legos. You can send a robot to go throughout the house, show you the video stream. It's the world's first intelligent security robot with advanced sensors and AI. You need to set it up. You give the small robot on wheels pass throughout the house using an app. Afterwards, it independently navigates and it drops itself right in the charger when it needs it, recognizes people and pets, and avoids obstacles. You see what it sees on your phone. It has night vision. And if you see something in that video in the middle of the night, the robot has a two-way radio, so you can tell the burglars, I'm calling the cops. $199. All right, finally, product number three. Tech companies make sure that the batteries in our stuff eventually wear out. It's called planned obsolescence, which means your gadget is designed to eventually be tossed away. So a group of Earth-conscious computer engineers were ticked off at this, and they got together to release the world's first wireless charger that can change when your new device does. It's designed to be taken apart and replaced. So if you need a USB 3 or lightning port, no problem. Just remove the old charging port and put a new one in. It works pretty much the same way with Legos. You take one block out, put a new one in its place. Now, on the inside, it comes fitted with a 15-watt wireless charging coil that can be replaced, upgraded as time goes by. The engineers say they're planning on releasing upgraded coils with time and as tech progresses, giving you all of the ability to retain the charger for years and just beef up the internals when you want it. It's $115. $115 for the wireless charger. Jordan, what's another name for Apple chargers? What's another name for Apple chargers? Do you know?
No.
Apple juice. Apple juice. Yes.
Okay. Or applesauce.
Or applesauce. That's true. Okay. So you got three products. Two are fake. It's up to you to tell us which is the real one. We have product number one, the germ eliminator with the transducer. Number two, we have the little guy that runs around on your house in the middle of the night. And number three, we have a wireless charger from a group of Earth-conscious engineers that said it's going to last forever. So, which one do you think?
The first one, it just sounds like overkill. I don't think anything else is going to kill germs with that kind of stuff. I don't know how you're going to eat vegetables after you wash your hands and touch this stuff. So far, the first one's fake. The second one, robots are becoming more big thing now. It's probably going to be more in the future. So I say the second one is true. First one's false. Second one's true. The third one does make sense because I've heard stuff like this before. Definitely the third one is definitely true.
Well, you have two fake ones, Jordan, and you have to pick the one real one. Which product is real?
Okay. All right, so, oh, man. You gave me a really good one. First one's fake, the second one is true, and the third one is fake.
All right, so Jordan, let's go to our judges. Jordan has selected the robotic security number two as the real product. That's right. You selected the right one, Jordan. It's called the Morbot. That's right, the Morbot. You got it. Well, you get an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. Yay, he's going out to Jordan in Phoenix, Arizona.
Great.
All right. So that said, Jordan, you also had a question for me, I understand, today. How can I help you? And good job.
Thanks. So in July, I moved out of my, my first roommate in apartment complex. And it was pretty good. And then, like, around July, I had to move out because the lease was up. It was actually 6 months. So currently, I've been looking for, like, certain apps, certain websites, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace for roommates. Facebook Marketplace, they're pretty good. I haven't really heard anything back from the person who posted it, the poster. Craigslist, some of them are pretty solid. Majority of them are fake. There's some websites like RoomGo, Roomster, Roommate, Roomies. The majority of the people there were pretty fake. They didn't even bother to even have a face, an ID verification, and even the name of the apartment. They just made the post, like, you know, just made a post. You can't even see the house. So basically, I'm looking for an apartment or roommate that's, like, pretty recent, decent size. pricing that I can run with and all that.
Well, so, see, the deal that you have with Craigslist is I wouldn't want you to do that because there's so many scams out there. Okay, so let's just take Craigslist off the list. Okay, then you mentioned the websites like roommates.com, there's Roomie Match, there's Roomster, and the whole idea is that they're going to verify your identity and they're going to verify the poster's identity so that you're not looking at stuff that you're not interested in. Now, they do charge. I mean, some of these sites charge $6 for 3 days worth of access, but you know, you're going to be living with somebody, right? I mean, so we want to make sure that everything that you are promised with that person is going to be legit. I don't want you to get hurt. I don't want you to get scammed. I don't want you to get taken or anything like that. You know, so I would suggest that you use maybe roommates.com. I think they do give you the 3 days for you to use the site for $6 and see what turns up. But I would also be encouraged if you were to go onto your own Facebook page and say, hi, everyone. I need a place to stay in Phoenix. Does anybody know anything? Because it's, you know, it's kind of one of these like referral programs. A friend of a friend of a friend is going to be more trust of you, and they're going to be more trustworthy for you because on Facebook you can say that, you know, we've had this relationship and maybe they know somebody. I mean, and you could ask your friends to pass along this anywhere else within this whole group or community that you have as far as this Facebook friends. You can also reach out to put a post up on TikTok or even on your Instagram account. But that's where I would go first, is within your own circle, and then check out roommates.com, roomiematch.com, roomster.com. If you have any affiliations with any type of groups, a church group, I'd also encourage you to check that out. Alumni associations sometimes have online message boards as well. And, you know, here in Phoenix, gosh, you know, there's just so many different apartment buildings, different homes. I mean, it's really just a growing community. And hopefully those tips will help you find the right place for you to live. And thank you for calling, and thank you for playing Brand New or Not True. And that's right. Winners now get an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. When we come back, we're going to do our privacy tip brought to you by Start Mail. Is really something that you're going to want to look at, pass along, and share with your family members and friends. Because this is where I go through the top IT questions we get asked all the time. Number one, what's the difference between a VPN and antivirus software? Number two, is it safe to connect these devices to my home's Wi-Fi network? Number three, why do I need to wait when I restart my router? And how long should I wait? Number four, I changed my email address. I'm sick of checking the old one. What should I do to get rid of this? Number five, why do all the sites ask me to accept cookies? Should I just say yes or should I try to block them? Oh, number six, I love. I'm getting weird pop-ups on my phone. Do I have a virus? Number seven, is using Wi-Fi publicly really that bad? And how do I do it safely? To check out the answers to all those seven questions, look no further than the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show. That's KOMANDO.com. And at the top of the page, there's a link that says Kim Show. Jim in Salem, Oregon. Hello there, Jim.
Hey, Kim. What a treat. I finally get to talk to Kim Komando.
Oh, well, thank you. And I finally get to talk to Jim.
Well, I have a question, please. I've written a book, and I'm been encouraged by the publisher to use social media. And some of the things that I've been doing is trying to go from a WordPress website that I have to Facebook. And so it's an etiquette question as much as anything. I wanted to ask you, if when you're on the receiving end of somebody who's a friend with you on Facebook and they send you an announcement about a book or anything, does that come off as I don't know what the word, manipulative or taking advantage of the medium. Do you have an opinion about that?
I think if it's presented sincerely, I mean, if you were to say, hi, everyone, I've been working long and hard on this book. You may not have known behind the scenes. And now my book is about ready to be released. And I'd love for you guys to take a preview, look at it, love for you to check it out. And it would really help me out tremendously if you could share this post with your family members and friends and check it out on Amazon. And then, you know, people are going to respond positively to that. They're going to say, wow, congratulations. And so it becomes more of an accomplishment. So you're not being manipulative. You're just sharing some great news, much like new parents might share the birth of a child or grandparents.
Okay.
What's your book about?
Well, it's called From Rubble to Redemption, A Ground Zero Chaplain Remembers.
Wow.
I was a Navy Reserve chaplain, and I went back to Ground Zero after September 11th, and I wanted to get this out in time for the 20th anniversary, and
yes.
So it's finally got out this past week, and so I'm just trying to let people know about that.
Well, you know what? That topic, nobody, if anybody takes offense to that, there's something wrong with them. Seriously. I mean,
you know what? I want to commend you about something, too. That's partly why I called. I've noticed over the years, I've listened to you for years, and I've noticed that you've always been very supportive about first responders and the military, and just the way that you conducted yourself during this pandemic. I thought of how many people were feeling isolated, and then if they called into a show like yours, the personal touches that you add, you don't condescend when somebody asks a simple question they ought to know the answer to, and you obviously care when you respond to people who are going through stuff. I picked up on that numerous times when somebody called in that was having trouble in their life. You take time, and you know, it's really ministry. I could call what I do ministry, but it's ministry what you do, and I wanted you to know I appreciate that.
You know what? That's like one of the kindest things I've ever heard. You're going to make me cry, Jim. You're not allowed to make me cry, okay? So, no, thank you. That was very, very nice of you, and that is really such... really, just really heartwarming. So nice of you to say and take the time and promote that book. I'd like to see a copy of that book, too. And thank you again for your call. Stay right where you are. More of the show coming up.
All right, next up, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast, exclusively for Komando community members.
So there's this auction company called RR, and they're in Boston, and they have a bunch of Apple memorabilia that they're selling off. I mean, a Steve Jobs leather bomber jacket. It's about $3,000. An Apple One computer they think is going to sell for $450,000. Wow. And there's a note that Steve Jobs wrote to some kid on the front cover of an Apple manual, and it says, "Julian, your generation is the first to grow up with computers. Go change the world." Steve Jobs, 1980. They think that the manual with that note inside is going to sell for $25,000. Wow. I mean, everything's well and good now, but in 3 years, you're going to need a different cord to actually see it, because that's what Apple does. Yes, I know. That was funny. And welcome to another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show. It's the nation's largest show about all things digital, most trusted. You can find us on over 420 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app, and we're streaming as a podcast and webcast 24/7 over at getkim.com, and brand new on Apple Podcasts is that you can also subscribe to the Kim Komando Show there. Of course, just search for my last name with a K, of course, not C. We're not like going commando that way. We're going commando with a K over on Apple. Just search for K-O-M-A-N-D-O. And also, you can hear us on the American Forces Network Radio. A big shout out to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation right now. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech, tell you where things are going. And pretty soon, we're going to be searching the web in a completely different way, thanks to AI being developed by Google. So think about how much you Google right now. I mean, you know, how to tie your shoe, how to make a cake, how to sell a book, restaurants near me, you know, whatever it may be, what's hot on Netflix. They're normally pretty easy requests, but now they have something called the multitask unified model. Because it's tech, they always shorten this stuff up for an acronym, and this one's easy, MUM, M-U-M. And it was featured in a new report in Popular Science. MUM is specifically designed to pick up on those nuances. So right now you wouldn't type, "Hey, I just went to Yellowstone. How is that national park different than Zion?" So you might ask another person, but Google wouldn't quite get that. So the whole idea behind MUM is that it has AI to turn basic Google searches into something more like a conversation that you would have with a friend. And it can learn multiple references. So you know, when can we expect to see Google recognize what we're asking, like we would say to a human? Mum's the word. Number two, AI from Google to pizza delivery. That's right. A couple of years ago, McDonald's bought a company specializing in AI to improve speed at drive-thrus, and actually worked. 6 months ago, Yum! Brands, they own KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut. They bought another one. So Pizza Hut is building its own AI, they say, based on that purchase to better understand what customers want. That's always the whole idea behind AI. So according to Pizza Hut, this machine learning combines data on customer behavior along with where they're located and current weather conditions for a pizza. Yeah, they say it's an early stage development, but if it's cold outside, maybe you wouldn't want a, you know, you wouldn't want a cold pizza. You want a hot pizza. If it's warm outside, maybe you want a cold pizza. I don't know about artificial intelligence and pizza. I'd make some jokes, but they'd probably be a little bit too cheesy. Number three, a concept car that doesn't have a steering wheel. This past weekend in Pebble Beach, California, Audi unveiled a slick two-seat electric convertible concept called the Sky Sphere. You should Google this. Gorgeous. Aerodynamic on the outside, 55-inch touchscreen on the inside. Wow, it's huge. Goes from 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. A little slow. Has a 300-mile battery range. Great. Self-driving tech. Production Audis have level 2 autonomous features, automatic braking, lane centering, pretty common. But this is level 4 capable. That means it can take you wherever you want to go without assistance. Since it doesn't need your help, guess what? The steering wheel and the pedals retract into their front dash when in autonomous mode. I mean, you're not going to need it, right? So instead, you have this roomy seating area, no driving controls to get in the way. Has a retractable roof open during the entire drive, scenic rides, right? The Sky Sphere is a concept. So it's also a convertible in other ways. You can close the roof and put on a cowboy hat on top, and it goes from an Audi to a Howdy. Okay, whatever. All right, number four. If only you knew there was a pothole ahead. Okay, Mercedes-Benz, talking about concept cars, they're adding now new alerts to vehicles equipped with its existing Car2X communication system that lets you know when you're approaching speed bumps or even potholes. Here's how it works. Mercedes-Benz, when this system hits a speed bump, pothole, whatever, the vehicle detects a sudden impact on the front axle suspension and then again on the rear axle. This is really innovative stuff. The Mercedes then sends an alert to the cloud, which relays it to other Mercedes nearby, traveling the same course with a sound and a visual indicator on the display. Now, Car2X communication is equipped of several models since 2016, but only models that can generate the lights are the new C-Class and the S-Class cars. I mean, I passed a street crew the other day patching potholes, but when I came back the other way, they had disappeared, and I have no idea when they're going to resurface. Finally, number five, smart socks for the kids. Now, there's this company out there, been there for a while, called Owlet. It makes a $300 smart sock worn by babies. It tracks metrics like heart rate, O2 level, sleep trends, and, of course, parents can look at everything in an app. Until now, the size was limited to children from newborn to 18 months old, but Owlet has now introduced the new Smart Sock Plus. Same technology, but these socks you can put on the kids up to 5. So in the package, you get the socks for the babies and the bigger socks. Comes with 3 sizes. You attach the sensors to it. But here's how it works. The sock with the sensor is fastened around the child's 1 foot, and it transmits vitals to a base station. If it gets concerning readings or drops below a preset zone, it alerts parents and caregivers. The Smart Sock Plus costs $360. I mean, you know, that's a lot of money, but you have all this tech built in. I once had a really warm pair of wool socks. I mean, they cost me nearly that much money. I almost decided to return them, but I just couldn't. I got cold feet. Thank you. Okay, so thanks to the pandemic, so many of us now actually know what a QR code is, because when you go to a restaurant, you just hold your camera up to it, and it tells you and shows you the menu. Well, there could be some scammers in the mist with that QR code. I got news about that in just a few moments. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And Just a quick reminder that if you're not getting all of our newsletters, hit commando.com/subscribe. We're also sending up some new preferences, and I'm inviting you to check and uncheck the boxes for the newsletters that you get. We send about 10 or 12 in total different newsletters, and there's Windows, there's Android, there's Apple, there's small business, and there's tips, and there's breaking news and good things like that. And then there's also this great newsletter that we've launched this year called the Current Newsletter. And for that one, we have a different sign-up page. You can do it at commando.com/subscribe. But if you want to see past issues of The Current, because you're like, what is it? It's not a regurgitation of all the other newsletters people are asking me out all the time. No, it's a whole new, different newsletter. No ads, no pop-ups. Go to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Comes twice a week, Tuesdays and Saturdays, to your inbox. Sign up now while you're thinking about it. Go to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Michael in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Kim. Thank you very much for taking my call today. I really enjoy your show, and congratulations to you on all of your success.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So about a year and a half ago, you were nice enough to recommend two different dash cams for me that my buddy was going to buy for me for a birthday present. So your wonderful producer at the time sent me two different dash cams. One was around $1,000, and the other one was less than $100. So my friend got me the one, the lower priced one, and right now it has basically outlived its usefulness. It is not recording. It's
that's too bad.
Up with the SD card, and this particular model does not have any email support. They don't answer emails, and they just don't, you know, once you buy it, you're pretty much on your own.
So wow, that's pretty crappy.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, you know, I'm going to be looking for me to get one, and I'd like to spend, you know, anywhere between $100 and $150, and I just want a totally different one.
I don't blame
you.
I don't blame you at all. I mean, that's the last thing I want to do. And I'm sorry that we even sent you a link to one that kind of crapped out.
I don't blame you at all. I certainly do not blame you. You were nice enough to give me, because I had never had a dash cam. I don't blame you for this in any way, form, or fashion.
Good.
I blame the company. So you were very sweet to me that day, just like you are right now. I sincerely appreciate you hooking me up with this dash cam, you know, over a year and a half ago. So that's why I called back.
Okay,
because
good.
You're the digital goddess. You know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you know, you've got different types of dash cams. What is it that you're hoping to achieve? You want the front and the rear? Is it important to you that maybe it's recording when it's in what's called parking mode?
Yes.
Okay, so if something happens when the car is parked, that you'll be notified. Of course, you want a G sensor, which means that if there's an impact, all of a sudden it records it, and then you have all that in the back. Now, I hardly ever do this, but here's what I want to do, Michael. Because I don't want, because I do, and I know you told me that I shouldn't feel badly, but I do feel badly that this dash cam that you bought, it should have lasted more than a year and a half. So what I want to do is something different here. Is I want to get the make and model of this dash cam that your friend got you. That's $100, and I want to see if we can reach out to before you spend money on another one. I want to see if we can get you help on this one. Okay, so I want to get the make and model of this dash cam. And I want to contact the PR department for this dash cam. And I want them to make good on this purchase. That's what I want. I want them to say, yes, we'll fix it. You know what? I guarantee you, they may not answer your emails, but they will answer my emails, because the last thing that they want me to do is to come up on the air and say, do you know, this guy, Michael in Atlanta, bought a dash cam from a company by the name CrossTour, and nobody responds to any of his requests for help. What is that about? And if you're listening, CrossTour, you want to reach out to me. I got an email link right on the homepage, commando.com. Email Kim. So I put you on hold, Michael. We're going to get the specs. I need to get all the information. And come next Monday, they're going to be hearing from me. And thank you so much for your kind words and your call. All right, before we go back to your phone calls, a few weeks ago, a massive spying campaign surfaced targeting high-profile people, celebrities, nation heads. It was called Pegasus. You may have seen this in the news. It was a tool developed by the Israeli company NSO Group. The clients have subsequently used it to spy on politicians, journalists, and, as I mentioned, high-profile people. But fears are starting to spread that maybe it might be on your phone. And the spurious part is that Pegasus can be remotely added to iPhones running the latest version of iOS 14. That means nobody needs to have your phone in order to put Pegasus on it. And if they do get it on your phone, they see every single thing that you're doing on the phone. Now, there's a new tool that you can use to scan your iPhone or iPad to make sure that it's free and clear of spyware. It was created by a cybersecurity company called DigiDNA, and this Pegasus spyware detection tool, it's built into the latest version of their software. It's completely free to use, and you don't need to purchase a license. You don't need to register your account unless you want to continue using it again. But to use the tool, you download onto your PC or Mac, you connect your iPhone or iPad to be scanned. And it doesn't support Android phones right now. But so if you want more information about how to download it and use the free Pegasus detection tool, just be sure you head over to commando.com. Still to come this hour, just a few moments, I'm going to talk a little bit about how you can store your really important COVID vaccination card right on your iPhone or Android. And then later on, hackers have a new target, your Kindle. That's right. I'm going to tell you how they can possibly take that over. Reverend Jerry in Northampton, Pennsylvania. Hello there, Rev. What's going on?
Hi, Kim. I hope that your place where you are right now is air-conditioned, because down here in Northampton, Pennsylvania, we're at 108 degrees.
Oh, and you know what? The problem with you folks over there is the humidity. Okay, so let me tell you.
Yes.
Okay, where I am right now, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. It's actually pretty humid. It's 39% humidity, and it's 97 degrees.
Big difference. Anyway, I appreciate it, and I am a listener to your KimCommando.com program and so on. I'm a member of that.
Awesome.
But
thanks.
I have a problem.
Okay.
I'm out in a car driving, okay, and I get thoughts of articles that I want to write or something that I want to write, and I have a little Sony Sony recorder,
okay,
a PX312, which I talk into. But then when I get home, I have to listen to it, and I have to hit the keys at the computer and type everything out all over again. So it's
We don't want it. What kind of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone.
Well, you know, okay. You have voice recorder built into that. You can just record a voice note. So you don't have to get into the Sony recorder. Okay, let me back up. Okay, you got a couple ways you can do this, because I don't want you to type anything ever again. Okay, as far as with your, right, your notes are concerned, is that on
well,
your
because I'm a peck hunt and peck typist.
Okay, there's only so much I can do. I can't help you with that, but I can help you with everything else. All right, so on your iPhone, you have something called the Notes app. The Notes app is a very powerful tool. And on the Notes app, you'll see a little tiny microphone on the right-hand side. And when you can open a note, you can hit the microphone, and then you can dictate whatever you want to dictate. Okay. And it's not going to save it as an MP3. It's going to save it as just as if you're talking on a text or whatever it may be, is that it's going to transcribe your words. So you don't need to worry about MP3s. You don't need to worry about listening to anything again, because you can just use the microphone and the application that's built right on your phone. But let me tell you something. If you still want to use the voice recorder, because you don't want to fumble around while you're driving, right? Now you got to open the Notes app, right? It gets annoying.
Right.
And We already have enough distractions when we're driving. Face it. Okay. Is you can always say, and I don't want to say her word because then everybody's iPhones are going to wake up, but you can say, hey, S-I-R-I.
Right.
You know, take a note that says this, and then she will take a note that says that, whatever you want to say. If that's still a distraction to you, you can use your Sony recorder. You can take that little disc out, use a reader with your computer, transfer the MP3 file over to your computer, and then there's a website called otter.ai, and you upload that MP3 file up to Otter, and it will transcribe it right into text.
Okay, and how do I get the Otter?
I am going to give you a link. That's how you're going to get the Otter, okay?
Okay.
because it's just a website. It's Otter, AOTTER.AI. And there are some other ways that you can do this. But, you know, as my mother's been going through a lot of medical issues, I like to record the doctor's conversations because you know what that's like. You go to the doctor and they have their own language, right? And they
exactly.
And they like to assume that you know what they're talking about. And then you get in the car and you're like, what did that guy say? And you're like, I have no idea what he said. You know? And so quite often I'll record it and then I'll upload the audio file. There's a little app called Voice Recorder, in case you ever want to record somebody's conversation. And I always get permission from the doctors. And I've only had one person ever say, please don't record, which I thought that was really strange. But anyway, here or there.
Right.
You can, you know, you take this, I take this audio file and then I upload it to Otter and then it just does its magic. I think you get free like 600 minutes a month, and then they want to start charging you. But the transcription is great. You can export it as a PDF, as a Word doc. So if you're getting inspiration for a sermon and you don't want to have to, you're never going to have to sit there and listen to yourself and type ever again.
Right. Well, that's what I'm trying to avoid. Now, this Otter, you say it's 600 minutes a month.
I think that's what it is.
Is there a charge?
After that, I think the charge is. I'm not sure what it is because okay. I've never broken the 600. Normally, this is like $10 a month. It seems to be when we start looking at services online. The sites are settling in anywhere between like $8 and $14 a month. Sites have to start charging because people don't click on banner ads anymore, right? I mean, when's the last time you clicked on a banner ad? Anytime?
Sorry, what?
When's the last time you actually clicked on an ad on a website? You know, people don't click on the ads anymore.
Yeah, so. Right. So, very seldom.
So that's why there's always been this push. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to post. Well, here's what I'm going to do, Jerry. What I'm going to do is I'm going to post in the, because you're a member, in the Q&A forum, we have a whole tip about how to transcribe audio into text and the different ways that you can make that magic happen. And I'll post that link over in the Q&A forum. And if you're new to the Commando Land, welcome. And where have you been the last 20 years? Is that if you go to commando.com/community, over on the left-hand side, there's something that says Q&A forum. I've been tempted about changing it to help desk, but we haven't really done that yet. So right now, it's still called the Q&A forum/help desk. Someday we'll change that. And that's where I post links so that anybody who's listening, you can always find links to what we're talking about, especially when I say that's where they're going to be in the forum. You'll find more information about Otter. There's also something called the Google Keyboard, now that I think about that, you could also be using. We'll put some information there as well. Reverend Jerry, thank you so much for your call today. Thanks for being a member. We all appreciate your support. All right, pretty soon it looks like we're going to be having to show our vaccination cards. And we're not talking about the politics of vaccination here. I'm just telling you, you might need to put your card on your phone, and there are different ways to do it. I just heard me talking to the Reverend about the Notes app. What you can do is scan a document using that on your iPhone. Then you're going to tap the pin, the three dots, you can put it right to the top. If you're on Android, you go to Google Drive, add scan, and then you're going to tap the three dots to add it to starred document. So this way, anytime you open your phone, that vaccination card's right there. Now, some states are using vaccination apps. MyIR Mobile's one. New Yorkers, you folks are using the Excelsior Pass. There are some third-party apps out there. Scammers are everything. And if you are in the state of California, this is also unique. You can go to a special website in California, maybe other sites too, is that you type in your first, last name, your DOB, and your cell phone number, and then they are going to actually text you back a QR code with your entire vaccination records. So if you need these steps, once again, we have them posted for free over at commando.com. Stay right where you are. More of your phone calls coming right up. All right, so here's the deal. I did a great podcast this past week, in my humble opinion, of course. And it was about a gentleman whose fiance passed away in 2012, and he has been grieving her for all these years. And so he went on the internet, he did some research, and he said he went down this YouTube rabbit hole, which so many of us have done. And he learned about an AI chatbot, as it was tied to a video game. And then he started thinking, I wonder if I could bring Jessica back as AI. So he does that, plugs in some text messages and other things about her. And it wasn't perfect, but, you know, he started chatting with her, the AI, and the AI had empathy a little bit and had soul and would talk to him about, well, that new girl doesn't really like you because she doesn't love you. I mean, I think you're pretty sexy. And so it goes on. And then the developer, the AI, is like, whoa, this is not what I had really intended this to do. So in this 30-odd minute podcast or so is that I talked to the guy who put the dead girlfriend into the chatbot. And then I talked to the developer about the AI. And also I tell you how if you ever wanted to try the AI chatbot, I'm not talking about maybe for somebody who passed away, just if you want to create a personality for something or whatever, is that it only costs $5. And so wherever you get your podcast, it's really interesting. It's fascinating. It's creepy at the same time, is that you can on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, you name it, is that just search for Kim Komando Explains. Okay. I'm explaining AI chatbots in this particular episode. And it's Kim Komando Explains wherever you get your podcasts. And after you listen, be sure that you rate us, you review us, you follow us, you subscribe, whatever it may be. Again, that's Kim Komando Explains. It was really, really a fascinating conversation. Sharon in Danvers, Massachusetts. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Kim. I'm a retired teacher interested in creating a website for my family's private use in order to keep in touch with our 6 grandchildren who live 3,000 miles away.
Awesome.
Well, over a decade ago, I did create a website on the now-defunct Wikispaces, and that worked well for my needs as a teacher, but I'm assuming that a lot has changed since then. And so I thought you might have some advice about what I should use. I want to post pictures, videos, carry on conversations with the kids, even maybe they'll have a chance to make their own pages, or we could embed games or some safe links to videos that they could watch. Do you have any thoughts on that? I've looked a little bit at Weebly and a little bit at Wix.
Whenever you're talking about building web pages, that's where it kind of ends up. You got probably like 4 different choices. You've got Wix, you got Weebly, you got Squarespace. And then if you really wanted to make this fully customizable, you're retired, you want to learn a lot about web design, and maybe you want to have some fun with the kids and put in different forms and plugins, then that's where something you would look at WordPress.
WordPress. Okay.
So
I thought that was blogs.
No. You can create whole. I mean, my website at commando.com is built on WordPress.
Okay.
I mean, and what's nice about WordPress is that it's used by so many different companies that they have all these different plugins for just about anything.
That's fabulous.
And it's not limited. Like, you know, Wix and Weebly it's great if you just wanted to slap something up. And I'd probably choose, Wix because I think they have more templates that are available. And I think Wix is more customizable over Weebly. And they're about the same price. Squarespace, okay. I wouldn't do Squarespace. That's if you wanted an online brochure. That's what Squarespace is. Okay.
I see.
Or if you just wanted to sell your art or something like that. And so now we're back to WordPress. Again, there's learning curves. But if you look at the, go over to YouTube and just look at some beginner WordPress tutorials.
Okay.
And, you know, you're smart. You're a teacher. You're gonna figure out whether or not you're going to be able to pick this up in an instant. Because it's not hard, but it's going to challenge you. Of course, it's going to challenge you. But
I saw reference to a comment that somebody made in the reviews I read that said, be careful that the format of the website won't change if the kids are accessing it from their phones. Is that an issue?
No, you're going to make sure that it's responsive. And that's what it is.
Okay.
So, and all of today's web development tools are responsive. So now, no matter if the kid's on Android, Apple, iPad, a Kindle Fire, their phone, mm-hmm. their computer, their MacBook, you know, their Surface Book, you know, whatever their Xbox, whatever it may be, is that you want to make sure that it's responsive. So let's do this, Sharon. Take a look at Wix. Take a closer look at Weebly. Then take a look at WordPress. Call me back, and then I'll take it to the next step, okay? And thank you so much for your call. We have more of the show coming right up. Hey, special thanks goes out to Jeremy, John, Danielle, Marianne, Allie, and Ben for their help in making this Kim Komando show possible. And don't forget, 24/7, you can find me at komando.com.